Item number 14.
And then number 9 is from the Employee Benefits Work Group requesting authorization to amend General County Orders 20124 to implement provisions of the 2010-2011 adopted org unit budgets, 1972 wage and benefit modifications for non-public safety collective bargaining units as permitted in the 2011 Wisconsin Act 10. This is referred to personnel also.
And you're referring to item number 14, correct?
I'm sorry, yes. Item number 14.
Thank you. Supervisor DeBrun.
I'd like to move approval for the item, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Supervisor DeBrun has moved approval. Any questions? Supervisor Smith.
The only question I still have, I'm trying to get through all this, but this is something that we've done in previously for others, the pension multiplier 2 to 1.6 and the retirement age up to 64. Who still has the rule of 75?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
First of all, Mark Brady from Corporation Counsel. The rule of 75 was eliminated on various dates for various employee groups.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously there are still employees working here entitled to receive it. It's laid out in the ordinance that you have in front of you. What I did as part of this package was take all of the Rule 75 provisions from the union agreements with non-public safety workers and put them into the ordinance for future reference. The biggest groups would be AFSCME and the biggest group is AFSCME. Their entitlement to the Rule 75 is for employees of AFSCME hired before January 1st, 1994. So if they're still here, they're still entitled to the Rule 75. Non-represented employees, that benefit was eliminated in January 1st of 2006.
Right.
There are various other dates for other union agreements, and but they were all eliminated between 94 and 2006.
Thank you.
Supervisor May, there's two questions since you brought it up. Why ask me to go date back all the way to 1994? How the other ones were 2006?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
The 1994 date is was found in their collective bargaining agreement. It was part of the collective bargaining negotiations. It was granted to members who were in ask me prior to 1994. And that's what they negotiated, so that's what they got. With respect to other unions, give me 1 minute. The nurses eliminated that as of January 1st, 1997. The attorneys union and the non-reps eliminated it as of January 1st, 2006. Building trades eliminated it as of February 21st, 2006. The machinists and Teamco eliminated it as of January 1st, 1994. So they are, it's a subject of collective bargaining, and it was just how it came up.
The other one's a multiplier. Now, the multiplier goes on effect when? It don't back date from your date of start.
No.
It goes back to you. But this is effect, correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, it is not retroactive.
Correct.
The proposal in front of you, the only change to the law with respect to the proposal in front of you is for two people, two groups, AFSCME employees for whom the multiplier will reduce from 2 to 1.6 for service after August 1st of this year, and for building trades for whom the multiplier will reduce beginning January 1 of next year after the termination of their collective bargaining agreement. All other non-public safety worker unions and non-represented employees already have the change.
Correct. But that's when the effective date is that date. So if they had 2.5%, still multiply up to that date, then they have that answer, correct?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that's correct. Service is calculated based on the earlier multiplier up until that date.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Seeing no further questions?
Okay.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For item number 13, Mr. Grady, we had the June 10th letter from Buck Consultants. And for this morning, as we came to our places, we have this letter from Buck Consultants of July 19th, 2011. Briefly, what's in that, Mr. Grady? The one that was set in front of us today.
14.
Yeah, for number 14.
$880,000.
Mr. Chairman, for the committee's benefit, in case you don't know, Mr. Langer is out of town, but he is available should you wish to talk to him by speakerphone and cell phone. What I will tell you, and I guess I'd really rather defer to the fiscal, staff, but my reading, my layman's reading of the actuary's report is that the total of this reduction from 2 to 1.6 for everyone for whom it is being done has a result of approximately a $3 million reduction in the contribution the county will make for next year. It'll vary over the future years, but
thank you, Mr. Grady. Does anyone else like to add anything to that?
That's the 1.6 and the age 64 together.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And do we have a motion?
Yes.
Okay. If they see no further questions, Madam Clerk.
On approval, Supervisors DeBruin.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.